This is Easy Money with Don Anders, co-founder and CEO of Anders & Anders Financial Group. With more than a decade of financial planning experience, Don has helped thousands of people retire on their terms. He's been seen in the Wall Street Select, the Miami Herald, and on major television networks like NBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox. The Easy Money Podcast was created to help explain complex financial concepts in an easy-to-understand way, without all the jargon. Now it's time for Easy Money with Don Anders.
Big question that I get, and I've talked about this a bunch, is what is the best investment? Where should I invest my money? And I think this is a little misguided because it all depends on your situation. It all depends on your needs, as we know. That's why we do the five needs. By the way, if you haven't heard that episode, please go back and listen to it and do the exercise. I think it can help everybody out. So my opinion isn't finding the best investment. You shouldn't find the best investment or whatever else. What you should look at is finding the best investment advisor. And this is why. Because investment advisors are just like doctors. They're just like, you know, lawyers or any other professional teachers that specializes in something. And if you specialize in something, you become much better at your profession. So a doctor, you could be an oncologist, you could be a podiatrist, but you wouldn't go to a podiatrist for a head injury, right? You wouldn't go to a lawyer that specializes in divorce for legal proceedings. You go to somebody where that's what they do every day because they learn the intricacies of the business, the ins and outs. And financial professionals are no different. And our industry, my industry, has a really bad problem about trying to be all things to all people. A lot of advisors, they'll say, oh, I'm going to work with doctors, I'm going to work with teachers, I'm going to work with 35-year-olds, I'm going to work with 70-year-olds. And they end up being average at everything. The best advisors I know are the ones who work with specific types of people. I know advisors who they specifically work with doctors and lawyers, so individuals making a good amount of money at the prime of their career from 35 to 55. They don't even really work with them after they retire, but their whole strategy is tax strategy, lowering taxes, what types of investments to use, because that's a completely different thing. And I know another advisor where the only thing he does is work with farmers who work in the Midwest because there's laws and there's types of accounts that they know. I have no idea about either type. So who I work with are state employees. So firefighters, teachers, people with police officers, people with pensions is my niche. It's my specialty. And I think I'm very good at it. So make sure that when you're looking for an investment advisor, one, they know your situation, that you are an average client for them. You don't want to go in and let's say you have $2 million. You don't want to go in and work with somebody who's never worked with somebody more than $250,000. Or if you're 35 years old, you don't want to work with somebody who's, you know, is used to working with 70-year-olds. So make sure that you are what they specialize in. And I promise you there's someone out there that specializes in working with somebody like you. So do some research, find somebody that meets whatever you do, wherever you are in your life. Number two is make sure that your advisor is a fiduciary. Now, there's been some Department of Labor rule changes, and now with qualified money, everyone is supposed to be acting like a fiduciary, which is great. That is, I think it's fantastic, especially for the consumers and the retirees and the people trying to save. I think it's something that was well overdue. But those rules, first off, some people are exempt. Employer plans are exempt. Non-ERISA plans are exempt. But then also, you have to make sure, when we talked about this before, just because someone is a fiduciary, which the definition of fiduciary is they're putting your interests before theirs, doesn't mean that it's good advice, right? So it's unbiased advice, hopefully. It should be legally. But you also have to make sure that it's good advice, right? So your mom will give you unbiased advice, which she thinks is best, but you may not want to take investment advice from her. So just make sure that they're a fiduciary and they have to work in your best interest and are working in your best interest, and that it's good advice. And the last thing is make sure you go on and check out your financial advisor on FINRA BrokerCheck. So all registered financial advisors have to be on FINRA BrokerCheck, and you'll be able to see how long they've been in the business, what their experience is, what their licenses are, if they have any disclosures, lawsuits, foreclosures, those types of things, credit issues. And you can see really who you're getting involved with. You know, a lot of times going with the financial advisors is one of the most important financial decisions you're ever going to make. So make sure you're making an educated decision. So let's recap real quick. Number one, my recommendation is go with somebody who's used to working with somebody like you. So find somebody, if you're a doctor who's 40 years old, find somebody who works with a lot of other doctors who are 40 years old. If you're a firefighter, go with somebody who's worked with a lot of firefighters, because your situations are so different. Number two, find the fiduciary. Find somebody who legally has to put your interests before theirs. But remember, just because it's their fiduciary doesn't mean it's always going to be good advice. So you have to use some judgment there as well. And three, look them up, do some research, look them up online. I work with a lot of police officers. So most of them tell me before they come in, yeah, I've already looked you up, you're clean. You know, they'll do a lot of research, not just in the FINRA registration, they have access to other stuff. So do your research, go over that, and then they can guide you to the best quote unquote investment for you, because each person's different, right? So I can't, when I do a seminar or when I do a Q&A on Facebook or something else, you know, people ask that, you know, what's the best thing? And it all depends on your situation. It all depends on what you're looking to do, what your goals are. But if you do those three things, I think you can pretty much narrow it down to the best investment or pretty close to it.
Don Anders is an investment advisor representative and insurance professional. Anders and Anders Financial Group Incorporated is an independent financial services firm, helping individuals create financial strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agencies. Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. Madison Avenue Securities and Anders & Anders Financial Group are not affiliated companies.